This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli official said on Monday a ceasefire proposal Hamas has accepted was a softened version of an Egyptian proposal, which included far-reaching conclusions Israel could not accept. Crowds could be seen celebrating in Rafah, Gaza, on Monday evening after Hamas announced that it accepted the ceasefire proposal. Hamas's deputy chief told Al Jazeera it had agreed to a three-phased agreement, with each phase lasting 42 days and a second stage stipulating a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The Israeli official who spoke on condition of anonymity said this would appear to be a ruse intended to make Israel look like the side refusing a deal. Israel has told some 100,000 Palestinian civilians in southern Gaza's Rafah to move to designated safe humanitarian zones in advance of a planned Israeli incursion there. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians say the area is already crowded and there is not enough infrastructure to support more people. More than a million Palestinians who have fled the months of fighting in Gaza are sheltering in Rafah, many in tents.
Meanwhile, U.S. university presidents on Monday joined Holocaust survivors and thousands of Israelis for a yearly memorial march at the site of Auschwitz. The March of the Living honors the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany and celebrates the State of Israel. This year, the mood of the march was overshadowed by the Israel-Gaza war after the October 7th attack on Israelis, the deadliest violence against Jews since Adolf Hitler's regime sought to destroy the entire Jewish population of Europe. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.